that fucking stuff over and smell it.
Can I meet you on another day?
Hello.
I was wondering, Robert Rubs.
What were you wondering?
Let me see how much pot you got.
I don't have any.
Give me see, Rob.
I don't have any.
You're lying.
I don't have any. I'm not giving you.
Well, we want some more.
Don't have any.
Shut up, you do.
Don't.
I seen it.
Don't.
You do.
Don't. I'm saving it for silly friends.
Fucking do too. Robert, you're not being funny at all.
I'm serving it for some friends.
Who could that possibly be?
Oh, Dee.
I mean...
You lost your character for a minute there.
I know, I'm sorry.
Where'd he go?
He went to the bathroom quickly.
Oh.
He went to visit the Lord.
Straight?
Yes, I wonder if they have the key.
All you've got to do is keep following.
Did he have the key or not? Now, if he didn't, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay, Rick, what you've got to do, Rick? Keep going north on 22.
North? North? 22?
That's right.
Look at that guy!
I couldn't believe that! Could you, Rob?
It was pretty crazy!
Hey! Wow, Rob, wow, man! Hey, Rob! We got only a short...
Look at that dome up there.
We've got only a short distance left.
We've got about 50 feet.
Oh, Rob, please, just one hit for me, please.
No one hits.
Come on, Rob.
I don't have any.
Robert, you did it on me.
I do not.
I'm going to bloody fucking stop the truck, tip you upside down, and shake you. Rick and I both know you've got some pot.
I don't have any.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Don't.
Yes.
No.
You do.
Yes.
No. I mean, yes.
I got you now.
No, you haven't.
I know. You don't have it.
But I do.
You've got it.
You've got it. Well,
you've got it.
No, I've got it.
No.
Oh, what a cute little girl that
was. Oh, she was pretty. Oh, pretty. Mangy little bitches in this town.
Now get this thing out of that gear.
Look at the green bottom of that house. Look at it, it's all green.
It's a mushroom.
They fucking got it all green.
Please,
drop your cigarettes, Rob.
My fags.
You're all brothers. Rick, do you know where you're going, Rick?
I think so.
That was bad. You lost your character.
Yes, where'd he go?
He went to the bathroom, to the loo.
Actually... You know that Culligan man? He never came over yesterday.
The Culligan man never visited you, huh?
No, he never came over.
That's too bad, really. That means you must have went without a bath again today.
Yes, I couldn't even brush my teeth.
Oh, that's really too bad, Rob. Listen to how loud this truck is. It's getting real loud in here.
Louder!
It's getting real loud in here now, Rob.
Boy. Now this skit is getting too silly.
It's a silly sketch. I'm leaving.
Goodbye.
Back now in the truck. We've got Mr. Kenny Wilkins sitting right next to me in the middle seat.
Hi.
What have you got to say, Kenny? About your new record album that just came out last week.
I like
it. Is that right?
I like it. It's alright.
I've never had
what?
That.
What?
Pardon me?
What'd you say?
I've never had the opportunity to listen to the record myself.
Neither have I. I've been so busy. I just haven't... I don't really know what it sounds like. You? Oh, you haven't. That's right.
Wait now.
What? What'd you say?
Who are you again?
Kenny. Just call me Kenny.
Kenny who?
Well...
Shit, don't make me so difficult.
That's good stuff. Hey, where are we now? We should be about 15 miles from the Doonesbury Road.
No.
Kenny who?
The dude in Spenny Road.
We pick up the apples?
Pick it up now.
Five! Oh, nine to go! Where the buffalo roam. I'd like to see John the Baptist
in the on the top of rye bread with cheese.
And the Rock of Gibraltar.
Well, Steve, what do you got to say to yourself?
Okay, kids. Me and Rob today.
Let's get down tonight with the kiddies.
Okay, kids, we're going to have a big get-down session, Rob and I. And we're going to invite...
Remember, kids are people too.
Yeah, kids are people too.
Yes, okay. Kids are people too.
We're going to have a big get-down session with you kids today, rocking and rolling the hours away. Okay, Rob Steinberg, Steve Lester here on Kids are People Too.
Hello, I'm going to read you a book now about Kung Fu, the history, philosophy, and technique by David Chow and Richard Spangler.
Okay.
Okay, now this
by
is...
Steve Blackstone.
Yeah, Steve Blackstone on double wrist grabbing defense, downward wrist grabbing. An antagonist might seize one of your wrists with both of his hands. Now, photo two, if we were on the telly, I could show you this, but I've
we're
just
not on the telly now.
Respond using your free left hand to reach over through your attacker's arms.
Ah!
Okay, kids, did you see that? Oh, we want to make sure and inform all you kids here tonight that we've had many, many hours been spent putting this show together for you here on Kids Are People Too. Okay, Rob Steinberg here on Kids Are People Too.
Hello, kids.
Okay, we're going to talk...
And people too.
Oh, and here's and people.
And people too.
Okay, what we're going to talk about today is, kids, how to properly execute your mother. Okay. Now, what do you want to do is get her very extremely excited about your being gone for a week and not reporting to her. What you do then is you execute her by... Okay, kids, tomorrow on Kids Are People Too, a little slower that time, you know.
Hey.
We're going to learn how to make the world a perfect and peaceful place to live. We're also going to see how we can convert our nuclear waste into useful products for our society. And also, Rob will do a little report for you here on Kids Are People Too about how to use uranium to cure cancer and how scientists have now discovered that there is another Earth out there in the space beyond that is uninhabited.
Oh, we've got a commercial
by
now.
Humanoids.
Commercial.
Okay, kids, tomorrow on Kids Are People Too, we'll be learning how you can move to this new planet Earth by a free ticket. Okay, by simply calling in and winning a free ticket right here on Kids Are People Too.
Hey, just dial 888-8888 and Kids Are People Too will send you your free t-shirt. Now we're going to have a commercial about Acapulco Gold.
Hey, man, give me some of that pot.
Hey,
what kind do you want, man?
Hey, this stuff tastes good.
This is that Acapulco Gold I brought in last week.
yeah, man.
Got some
sticks and seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is...
Super weed!
Hey, now we're back on Kids Are People Too, and we've got Mr. Wink Martindale for you to tell you about a new toothpaste that will save your teeth from falling out.
It's called Crobal Tooth Polish. And what Crobal does is it gives a nice film over your teeth of crud that has been put together by years of research by local scientists. And what Crobal does is it coats your teeth with this crud and allows no food particles to stick on your tooth surface, and therefore avoiding plaque and other tooth decays from starting to spread all over your teeth and gum. Okay, and also we've got another product here called the Gum Pick. And what you're supposed to do is poke your gums every day, twice daily, and make them bleed like hell. And kids, what'll happen is you'll find that your teeth will start falling off within weeks, and then you will be much happier that way. And then what you might be able to do then is you.
Thank you, Steve. You're rambling on too much. Please talk too much on the show on Kids Are People Too. Remember this show, it's Kids of People Too.
People are kids.
Because you kids are people too.
Yeah, now, we are. We're kids too.
We're going to have the kids say a few words now. What do you think about the new... I'm asking this to the kids now. What do you think about the new highway system that President Reagan has put in?
Me first, me.
I think... Can I get a prize for being on the show?
Shut up, kid.
A paper doll set?
No, just answer the question.
I wanted one, no. Not really bad.
Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. All right, young man over here with the pointed ears.
I think the new president's new road system should be more freeways and not so much just a little peanut road.
All right, now we're gonna have a commercial about the
small potatoes.
Yes, the wide world of weed.
And here we are, folks, at the International Pot Smoking Contest in Colombia. Yes, sir, we are participating, Mr. Stephen Flexer, with this Colombian gold. And over there on the right, in the opposing corner, is Mr. Robert Steinberg.
With his Thailand weed.
And they're lighting up. Which one will be the first to fall? Will either fall. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with the conclusion of this story in moments. Please stand by.
Uh-oh. What's the road doing up here, Rick? It seems to be splitting. It's stopping. Rick, slow down.
Rick, I think we've got a stop sign on our hands.
It ends right here.
Wait, you took the right way.
Oh, wait, no. Here, we gotta stop. We gotta stop.
Hi, kids. This is your old pal, El Monte Slim, telling you to come on down to our free car wash and laundry service. Now back to Steve.
This is a story. A story that it is in which I'm about to tell is that of about a life.
Man.
A story in itself.
Thanks.
This story that you were hearing about, and that which I am about to say, is about a story that took place right before this story took place. And in other words, what you are hearing is a story about a young period in life where it was a story told, and that at which I'd like to tell you now, a story about that story.
Thank you, Steve Lexrude. Now for our second story of the evening. I'm going to tell you about the three birds and the cow.
Where's the lighter?
There were these three birds.
Where the hell's the lighter?
That liked this cow because they were sexually perverted.
I know.
And they kept on pecking up.
I know a kid that used to suck on horses' nipples.
Now back to Steve.
We really wish we had more time, kids, but we're really running low on money and time and patience. So we'll have to be signing off now, kids. I hope you all get apples this Halloween with razor blades in them.
Until next time, bye!
Goodbye!
Bye, kids! Bye!
Goodbye!
Bye. We'll see you!
Bye! Kids and people too!
We'll see ya!
Well, that tape was sure interesting. I wonder what it's gonna be like listening to this after I just listened to that.
I don't know.
Are we almost there?
Well, let's see.
We're on the Marrakesh Express.
We still got a cruise to go, man. We gotta really put on some time.
I think we're gonna have the London Express transport us to London. Here we are in London at the BBC. We've got Clyde Ripdale and Dink Martin Whale. And
thanks, Rob. We've got, also we've got with this young man, Richard Andreessen from Wales. He's here to talk with you a bit on a few subjects that we'd rather not talk about.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying any attention. Could you please say that again?
He wasn't paying any attention. He doesn't really even fucking know where he is right now. He's all goddamn fucked up. He can't even talk straight. He just doesn't listen to that. It's so funny to watch him. Yeah, he looks like... right now he looks like he's so damn drunk he can't even fucking...
No, I'm going to play you a song.
Okay, Rob. Well, anyway, we'll talk... Here, we'll let you talk to Rob here.
We're
here's
on
Rob.
The BBC, you know. We're, yes, thank you.
We're on the BBC now. You've got to remember that. You seem to forget.
Where's that beer?
But I'm going to play a song. On a zigzag, cut corner, paper. This is called Zigzanger Cut Corner Blue. Done in the key of F minor. Oh! I'm sorry, I've got to try another one.
It ripped.
It ripped. The paper ripped. I'm sorry. I've got to get a new string now. Let me tune it. Got to tune the paper. There, it's in tune. That's my song.
Good roll, that was really fucking good.
Sounded like an old girlfriend of mine if you ask me.
That was hard. That was Richard, he's come to life suddenly, but really.
No, actually, yeah. I just got done doing my line and now my head's back together.
Yeah, and he's starting to talk sensibly now, but really, really, he looks like... He really should see him. He looks like a fucking hippie. He really does.
Give me that tape deck, thank you. I'm shutting it off right now.
Well, really, you should see him.
We're arriving in Kimball.
Really?
Finally, we're arriving.
We're here in Kimball. But really, you should see Rick. He looks like he just fucking woke up. He's got all this afro now, and he looks like a goddamn... No, really, he's really a spiffy guy.
The vast devastation of this town is incredible.
It really fucking is. And we've got Rick Andreessen driving the truck, and he... it's kind of funny, you should see the guy. He looks like he's half fucking bonked out. He looks like he's half fucking schnockered. He looks like he's fucking half schnockered all the time. He's a fucker of a guy.
He's here in a week.
He hasn't fucking showered in a week and a half. He's just a super guy.
He hasn't even stopped to go to the bathroom.
What? Or we'll ask somebody.
We're fucking have to ask some, but fucking somebody. But we don't know where we are, especially when Rick's driving. Half the time he doesn't even know whether he's on fucking foot or horseback.
We've got to find the gears here, you know.
Oh. Well, we're in Kimball, but we don't know where the fuck we're going.
Do you know what the name of the place is?
It's called the Playland Ballroom.
Okay, thank you.
So we've got to fucking find it.
Here's 55.
Okay, we're to 55, but we haven't even got the slightest idea which way... I know the Playland Ballroom isn't... I don't believe it's on 55, I really couldn't say. But why don't you try pulling across the road here? Well, that's this gas station. We'll fucking ask these people. They probably know what all the hell's going on. Right, Rob?
Right, I think so.
See, Rob knows.
Think so.
He's got all his shit together. I don't know about Rick. You used to see him half the time. He looks
I've got to take a piss.
He's got all the piss, you know. He's so goddamn drunk. He's gonna piss every 5 minutes. You'd swear.
fucking gas pedal didn't work.
And the goddamn gas pedal in his truck's all fried.
And this guy only has one eye.
This guy's only got one eye, as Rick said that. Rick the drunk one. Yeah, he said that. That was Rick's. That was, yes. Well, Rob, what do you feel?
I'm quite relieved that the tape ran us to the gig. And we can set up now, you know.
And we can shut off this stupid tape machine.
And get out of the truck.
And then we can get Rick working. He's got all damn lazy the past 5 days. He's never fucking done.
He's gonna unload the L thing himself.
He's gonna fucking do everything. Look. We're gonna just sit and fucking pick our butts.
Goodbye.
Bye, kids. Well, now that we've got some silence, let's come on.
Yes. Now
where is it?
Okay, pull it up then.
Where's the Playland Ballroom?
Right down the road, 2 blocks.
2 blocks?
Keys are in it. Pull it up. I gotta take a piss.
What? Pull up the truck, you fucking nigger.
Hey, you fucking roll around. You roll, pull up the truck so we can fill it up with gas.
Thank you.
Alright.
Could you move, tell that car to get out of the way?
I'll tell him to fucking shove it.
I've got to tell this car that we've got to move. We've got to move quickly.
Would it be possible to get you to move back a little because we're going to fill up the truck? We need to use the backup. Thank you.
She said, oh sure. Did you hear that? She said it real quaintly.
Oh sure, she said, oh sure. It's all right now, Rob. You can fucking back up all you want.
Are you sure?
Yep, all you fucking bloody want. I'll make sure. Yes, Liv, you got room up the butt. Tires are getting bald in the front. How quaint. What should we get here? I think I'll get some pop. What do you want to get? So maybe some herring?
Herring? That's fish.
I need something kind of good there.